This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Although the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 and patients being treated for the virus have been steadily decreasing since the peak of the surge last fall, the Omicron variant is spreading quickly across the country, and Campbell County Health is bracing for another surge of patients in late January or February. Natalie Tucker, Chief Nursing Officer at CCH, says they're preparing and waiting based on estimates from the CDC. She says we have all those plans we can pull out and just readjust if we need for what's currently happening. Gas prices in Campbell County are the lowest in the state, with the average gallon of gas coming in at $2.84 a gallon. Gas in the state averaged $3.26 a gallon as of the beginning of this week, which is almost 12 cents lower than last month, but more than $1.08 a gallon higher than a year ago. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County School District Board, at their final meeting of the year, recognized some of the leaders in the district for their work over the past year. Superintendent Alex Ayers presented the entire school board with the Wyoming School Boards Association Standard of Excellence Award for this year and last. He also recognized Trustee David Foreman with the Wyoming School Boards Association Award of Distinction Level 2 and Clerk Assistant Treasurer Dr. Joseph Lawrence with the Wyoming School Boards Association Award of Distinction Level 1. Signups for all players for the Riders American Legion teams will be held tomorrow and Thursday at the Riders Clubhouse from 5 to 7. The registration is for all four teams. The Riders American Legion program has fielded 57 players who've gone on to play at the college level since 2006. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.